Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this week's show, we're looking at bird songs. Not like actual bird calls, but rather songs from the Great American Songbook all about birds. There are more than you might think at first. Skylark, Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, Bye Bye Blackbird, just to name a few that we'll be hearing this hour. Coming up, we'll hear songs about birds sung by Bing Crosby, Hoagy Carmichael, Carmen McRae, and more. Plus, we'll hear some music by a jazz musician who went by the name of Bird. It's For the Birds, coming up next on Afterglow.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, how strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. This heart of mine beat loud and fast, like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair, and like an echo far away. nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there. That night in Berkeley Square.
Carmen McRae in 1958 with the British jazz standard A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square by Manning Sherwin and Eric Mashwitz. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're flying high and exploring some bird songs from the Great American Songbook. Birds are one of the only other creatures in the animal kingdom that sing, so it makes sense that they would also be the animal that shows up most often in song. Now, it's not too common that actual bird songs show up in jazz standards. That's more of the realm of classical music. But different birds, like blackbirds, larks, bluebirds, even flamingos, show up in popular song, and we'll hear from those birds and more a little later in the hour. But first, let's start with a bird song that's a little more generic. Starting the set, this is Blossom Deary in 1961 with the George and Ira Gershwin song Little Jazz Bird on Afterglow.
Into a cabaret, one fatal day, a little songbird flew. Found it so very gay, he thought he'd stay just to get a bird's eye view. When he heard the jazz band playing, he was happy as a lark. To each measure he kept swaying, and he stayed till after dark. Then back to the land he knew, thrilled through and through, he sailed on in the air. Other birds, and in these words started gurgling then and there. I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when it's singing blue. You're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you syncopate. When the going is rough, you will find your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be. You're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you syncopate. When the going is rough, you will find your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my fly-by-night bird. Only singing when the sun has set. A slight word, not too bright. Sends you winging on your way. Yet I will seek you, and I will find you, for you know, and I know it's true. That starlight welcomes daylight, and I too fly by night. Nightbird, fly by nightbird, you're only singing when the sun has set. A slight word, not too bright word, will send you winging on your way. And I will seek you, and I will find you, for you know, and I know it's true. That starlight welcomes daylight, and I too fly.
Couple of songbirds singing some bird songs. That was Anita O'Day from her 1961 album All the Sad Young Men with Nightbird by Al Cohn and Kitty Malone. Before that, we heard Blossom Dearie, also in 1961, from her album My Gentleman Friend with the George and Ira Gershwin song Little Jazz Bird. Let's turn now to a composer of several bird songs, Hoagy Carmichael. In two of Carmichael's most familiar songs, he invokes a bird as a symbol of love. Whether it's the wandering eye of lust or unrequited longing, let's hear both of those Carmichael songs now. We'll begin with the man himself performing. Here's Hoagy Carmichael in 1956 with a tune he wrote with lyricist Paul Francis Webster. This is Baltimore Oriole on Afterglow.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Off she flew to the Tangipahoa, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Messed around with that big eye till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now and then could happen to sing. Send her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. How she can sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore Oriole. Back home and alone, home ain't home without her warbling. How she could sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore Oriole, come down from that bough, fly to your daddy now.
Thank you.
But my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
to Hoagy Carmichael Bird Songs. Just now we heard Ella Fitzgerald in 1964 with Skylark, a tune Hoagy co-wrote with Johnny Mercer. Before that, the man himself with Baltimore Oriole, a tune he wrote with Paul Francis Webster. Speaking of larks, the lark shows up many more times in the Great American Songbook, like in this Dave Brubeck tune, Strange Meadowlark. I'm not quite sure why the lark inspired so many songwriters. Perhaps it's because this songbird has a really elaborate song that it sings while flying, somewhat unusual. I do know that it especially inspired songwriter Johnny Mercer. Mercer not only co-wrote Skylark, which we just heard, but he also co-wrote this next lark song with composer Walter Donaldson. Here's Johnny Mercer singing with Bing Crosby, performing together on the song Mr. Meadowlark on Afterglow.
I'm out in the country, but I don't know why, 'cause I'm strictly a city-loving guy, just sitting there when a little bird flies my way.
Hello, Bing.
Well, dig me, Jay. I looks at him, and he's looking at me.
We're both satisfying our curiosity. Who can this be?
Quick like a rabbit.
I gets me a thought, so I ups to him and I say,
what you say?
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, we've got an awful lot of serenading to do.
Who to?
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, I'm just a city slicker, and I'm counting on you. She's got a country guy who whistles. My whistle is thin. Ain't it a sin? So when I begin, that's where you come in.
Oh, you're heppin' your hide, Mr. Meadowlark. Now you should cop a gander when I'm kissing my chick. Look her.
You won't look.
Needless to remark, I'm gonna have the decency to exit.
Do,
But quick. Say, but what if Mrs. M thinks I'm outstepping?
Fear not, I'll make it all right.
Well, all right.
Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, meet me in the dark tonight.
The scene changes, nightfall. Our two characters at the trysting place park.
Spoon and spark with Meadowlark.
Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, we're gathered here to witness this momentous event.
This is a charming little part.
Paid for by the city.
My brother, you're a cinch, because when I send them, they're sent.
You mean you ready?
Suppose I hit a real good riffle.
Well, whistle me a whizzer, and I'll slip you a fin.
That ain't tin.
Now, when I begin.
Why, that's where I come in.
Pretty now.
Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, I guess you know that clinker put the finish on me.
Fair weather, friend, eh? Yes. Needless to remark, I hope you know you put me in a practically impossible key.
I'll tell the Audubon Society.
And if they squawk, then you gotta square it.
Square it.
I'll tell them you're tight with two blackbirds from Boston.
Ooh, then I'll get on my mark.
Yes, Mr. Meadowlark, good night.
Good night.
I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White,
I'm gonna swing tonight.
I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White,
I'm gonna swing tonight.
Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes.
Well, he's a bring down, he never could swing down, he ain't got my high notes.
There's a lot of talk about you, Bob.
Yeah?
They're saying you're off the car.
Why, that's heresy. I'll sue.
Fake it. Mr. B.
Here I go.
Take it. Follow me, Bob White.
We're gonna break it up tonight.
From the whippoorwill.
You mean my old friend
says that you have got a mellow drill.
Oh, 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 yes, I have.
Bob White.
Oh, oh, oh. We're in the groove tonight.
Now here's another from the mockingbird.
What does he have to say?
That you're the best he's heard.
Oh, oh, that's too absurd.
Bob White.
Oh, oh, oh. We really saw the light.
Even the owl threw in a towel after you sang staccato.
And the flamingo hollered for jingo. What a vibrato!
Now the consensus of opinion is,
oh, what is the consensus is?
That you're a solid whiz.
Oh, 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 yes, I is.
Sing on, Mr. B.
I'm gonna swing on merrily.
Bob White.
We really broke it up tonight, Bob.
Bing Crosby performing a couple of bird songs as duets. Just now we heard him with Connie Boswell singing about the whippoorwill and the Bob White on Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight by Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer. Before that, we heard Bing with Johnny Mercer singing Mr. Meadowlark, another song that Mercer co-wrote, this time with Walter Donaldson. Another popular bird from popular music is the blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Blackbirds also have a distinct call. Plus, they have a more symbolic meaning in music, since much of jazz and popular music grew out of black or African-American culture. I won't play the familiar Beatles song Blackbird, or one of the jazz versions of it. Instead, I'll play a much older Blackbird song that dates back to 1926. This is singer Sammy Davis Jr. in 1961 with Bye Bye Blackbird on Afterglow.
Packed up all my cares and woe. Here I go swinging low. Bye bye, little blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go singing low. Bye-bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bed and I will arrive a little late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Bird, bye-bye. One more time. Blackbird, bye.
Sammy Davis Jr. with arranger Marty Paich performing the old Ray Henderson and Mort Dixon tune Bye Bye Blackbird. That comes from the 1961 album The Wham of Sam. Coming up after a short break, I'll have more bird-related songs for you. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been studying birds this hour, or songs about birds, and what you're hearing in the background right now is the tune Ornithology, which means the study of birds. It's a tune by alto saxophonist and bebop legend Charlie Parker, known commonly by his nickname Bird or Yardbird. You might think that nickname comes from Bird's flights of fancy on the saxophone, but according to legend, it actually comes from Parker's love of fried chicken. Nevertheless, the nickname stuck, and it was applied to many of his tunes. Chasing the Bird, Bird Feathers, Bird Gets the Worm. Here's another bird-related song from Yardbird Parker. This one had lyrics added to it by Bob Duro, which pretty much tells Parker's life story. This is Bob Duro in 1957 with his original vocalese version of Yardbird Suite on Afterglow.
Hey, jazz fans. I sing this song hoping you'll all find out the man who wrote the Yardbird Suite. Leave you no doubt, tell you about Charles Yardbird Parker was his name, the fact. He carved his fame in history. A sax for his axe. His improvisation was miraculous. Mastermind of rhythm was he. He blew notes that nobody'd ever heard before till then. Blooms they'd never been. So often true as genius seems to do. He suffered his life through, but gave us the Yardbird Suite. All because he never stopped blowing. When he had the miserable woes, he seemed to pour out his horn and make each person listening feel that he'd never known what being low down could be. He knew that blowing happy music going to set him free. He blew and blew and blew until he had the change. He's had the sound, he had him long before we heard him. He was just a boy in Kansas City, so pretty. After he came to New York town, all of the local jazzmen listened in admiration. When long before his new sound swept round the nation, and Bird deserves the credit for the stimulating renaissance of jazz. It makes us very happy to announce a goodly portion of his best works recorded. Have a treat. Hurry right out and get yourself some Yardbird Sweet Blow. Should be heard. He left the world many more. And so if you're interested, listen to Bird.
Here's a lullaby, a different lullaby. Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never my woodland, could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel? Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. We're in love. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. Flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above.
Two songs with some connection to saxophonist Charlie Bird Parker. Just now we heard Chris Connor in 1957 with George Shearing and George David Weiss's song Lullaby of Birdland, a song written for and about the New York City jazz club Birdland, which was named in honor of Yardbird Parker. Before that we heard Bob Duro, also in 1957, with a vocalese version of Parker's Yardbird Suite. Duro wrote those lyrics, telling Bird's life story. We're doing a show all about birds this hour, and before I move on, I have one more interesting clip to play related to Charlie Bird Parker. In 1977, over a decade after Birdland closed and two decades after Charlie Parker died, keyboardist Joe Zawinul wrote the song Birdland for his band Weather Report in memory of his time spent at that jazz club. And in 1979, just as Bob Duro did to Yardbird Suite, John Hendricks added vocalese lyrics to Birdland for the group Manhattan Transfer, making it a song that tells the history of the club and of Yardbird Parker. Anyway, back to the songs all about our actual feathered friends. I'm not the first person to collect a bunch of jazz standards about birds. In 1958, singer Carmen McRae, along with arranger Ralph Burns and saxophonist Ben Webster, released an album called Birds of a Feather, featuring 12 songs all about birds. Several of those songs, like Skylark, Bye Bye Blackbird, and Bob White, I've already featured this hour by other singers. But now I want to play a few of the less familiar bird tunes that McRae recorded for the album. I'll begin with a Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg tune written for the barely remembered 1944 musical called Bloomer Girl. This is Carmen McRae with The Eagle and Me on Afterglow.
River, it likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly. Eagle, it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We got to be free, the eagle and me. Likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly. Eagle, it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. And that's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We got to be free.
One day is good, and the next day there's sorrow. I don't care what, long as I got my guy. Chicken today and feathers tomorrow. One day I lend, and the next day I borrow. I don't care what, long as I got my guy. I'm like a river rolling along, a carefree river singing a song. And where my hat is, that is where I belong. Chicken today life is that way. There's some joy and some sorrow. I don't care what, long as I've got my guy.
The Johnny Marks song Chicken Today and Feathers Tomorrow. And before that, the Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg song The Eagle and Me. Both tunes were sung by Carmen McRae from her 1958 album Birds of a Feather. Some birds that show up in the Great American Songbook are to be expected, like songbirds such as larks or blackbirds. Other birds, though, maybe not so much. For instance, the peculiar flamingo is the basis of two different songs that I know of, and I'll play both of those songs for you right now. First, here's singer Herb Jeffries with Duke Ellington's orchestra in 1940 and the song Flamingo on Afterglow.
Flamingo, like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Flamingo,
when the sun meets the sea. Say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Two songs about flamingos. Just now we heard Peggy Lee in 1956 with the song Where Flamingos Fly by Althea Pearl, Harold Corlander, and John Benson Brooks. Before that we heard the song Flamingo by Ted Gruia and Edmund Anderson. That was sung by Herb Jeffries with Duke Ellington's orchestra in 1940. Well, we've reached the end of our bird song hour, and I want to end on a bird song that plays an interesting part in American music history. It's a tune by Harvey O. Brooks called A Little Bird Told Me, and here's why it's interesting. In 1948 and the beginning of 49, no less than three identical versions of this song were on the pop charts, all modeled after the original version sung by blues singer Paula Watson. The white singer Evelyn Knight had the most popular version, followed by Watson, and then followed by this Capitol recording artist, Blue Lou Barker. This is singer Blue Lou Barker with the Jump Blues classic, A Little Bird Told Me, on Afterglow.
A little bird told me that you love me.
Bird
told me we'd be happy,
oh, so happy. yeah.
All fenced in like a movie star. Great big pup and calling eight. Lying there by the fireplace. Goldfish pond and wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell. A little bird told me we'd be happy. And I believe that it's true.
We believe that it's true.
And now I know that it's true. Come true, it's sure to come true.
Singer Blue Lou Barker with A Little Bird Told Me, recorded for Capitol Records at the end of 1948, and one of the many versions of that tune to hit the pop charts that year. And thanks for tuning in to this look at bird songs from the Great American Songbook on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com, and from Stephen R. Miller CPA in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
There'll be bluebirds over.